You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, Oregon State baseball has not missed a beat. Fantastic program. There's been all this talk about the Pac-12. Of course, I've been doing a bunch of reporting about the Pac-12, but I found it very interesting when Oregon State baseball found itself in this predicament where it was trying to piece together a season as an independent this year. I was really interested to see how much help they would get and how willing these other baseball programs would be to lend a hand in the baseball community way. And here to talk a little bit about that and his season, of course, Coach Mitch Canham, Oregon State baseball. How you doing, Coach?
John, thanks for having me on. Doing fantastic. Excited for the season to start any day now.
I love that. You get into a rhythm in the season. And in the off season, is that hard for you, or can you really decompress?
I don't think there is such a thing as shutting it off. That's one thing I talked to Case about. You know, we don't have a ton of hobbies, right, just because we don't have time for them. It's our God, our family, and Beaver baseball.
I was talking about, you know, the independent schedule, and you guys have a great schedule, and I encourage people to get out to a game and see Oregon State baseball this year. But how much community went into putting the schedule together? And as you kind of were working with your athletic department and trying to get a schedule together, how did that unfold?
Well, typically when you're putting together a schedule, we have the first 3 weeks off to go find tournaments or competition at home or away. And then usually you get one bye week through the course of the conference play. However, in 25 and 26, the slate was just bye week, bye week, bye week, bye week. And so trying to find a way to fill those things in, obviously from our end, wanting to play the best competition available. And so from putting together a schedule, we've had the opportunity to reach out to teams all across the country. And I know this year we have 20 home games and everyone's hoping for a lot more, as were we. But at the same time, what a great opportunity for our guys to learn how to go out and compete on the road. And those road trips are always fun for building an even tighter bond with the guys. The relationships that you build in college will last the rest of your life. And I think that this schedule shows our guys great opportunity ahead of them, as opposed to what some people say is hardship or anything else like that. I think it's a gift that we get to go out and do this. Putting that schedule together was, you know, not going to happen overnight. It was the accumulation of many nights and weeks and months of reaching out and trying to make sure things are working when, you know, we have some Big Ten opponents in there, and finding out if we can get together on their bye week and Big West. And those first 3 weeks down in Surprise, we got great competition down there. Then we go to Round Rock, again, great competition. Arlington, you know, another three highly competitive teams as well. So, you know, those first 3 weeks of the season are built strong, but then it doesn't end there. You go down, or we have San Diego coming up here, and they've done a phenomenal job, you know, putting together a highly competitive team every year. And I just looking at the schedule, I'm like, man, this will be, a great test for our guys all year long. And that's what you want. You want to play good competition, and you want to set yourself up for an opportunity not only to host regionals and super regionals, but to win it all. And I love how our guys have embraced this schedule, this environment, you know, with open arms. And I'm excited to see how they're going to go about their business this year, and really an opportunity to show the world what people are capable of doing with great willpower and strong relationships.
Travis Bazzano was fantastic for you guys last year. And, you know, you go 45-16, you go to a super regional, you know, and then, and you know, at the end of the season, there was some people who worried. I worried. Well, I was going, okay, are they going to get hit? Are they going to have a bunch of guys transfer? Whatever you did in talking to your roster and pulling that clubhouse together, Coach, was a thing of beauty, because you guys held together. What was the message you gave guys at the end of the season?
Well, I'll tell you this. We didn't talk at the end of the season. We talk all the time. We talk about it in the fall. We talk over break. We talk, you know, before the season. And I knew that the end of the season, when that last day comes, whenever that game is, and hopefully it's after, you know, holding up that trophy and flying home and doing the parade, but when that last day comes, then the very next day, you know, everyone's going to be taking off to summer ball and everything, so I want to get ahead of it. And our guys know I'm very transparent. I'm open about anything and everything. I want to over-communicate with them, and there's no doubt if we're thinking about it and we're dealing with stuff here in the office and talking about it with our coaching staff and our families, our administration, you name it, they're getting that as well. So I wanted to talk about the following year's schedule. I wanted to talk about what the conference was going to look like. I wanted to talk about, you know, how our games were going to get seen, you know, televised and on radio and everything. I want to talk about the finances and NIL. It doesn't matter. I'm going to bring it all out there. And so when you have those conversations, then as we are here to help these young men become strong men, husbands, fathers, you name it, leaders in their community, they got to be able to have those big conversations. So it's not like, hey, we're in the middle of the season, let's not disrupt them, don't bring this stuff to light. No, I want to, because you should be able to have those kind of conversations and then be able to go out and do your job. And I thought it was remarkable when we sat in our classroom here at Goss and we talked about the 25 schedule and we talked about what things were going to look like, you know, from top to bottom. And we opened the floor. And when you have guys like Turley and Travis that are saying, hey, this is the greatest experience ever and I wouldn't trade anything for it, you know, I'm not going to run around and chase NIL. None of our guys did that. They stayed here. None of our guys, you know, and there's no doubt in this landscape, there are people trying to get in everyone's ear and say, hey, the grass is greener here, try this, try that. But there's something that a lot of people miss. I watched all of our freshmen come back into this clubhouse as sophomores in the fall, and I watched the transformation that happened for them, walking a little bit taller, having, you know, that comfort in the clubhouse, knowing guys. And I was thinking to myself, how many of those freshmen, after that first year, take off and go somewhere else and have to start all over again, getting to know guys and acclimating, and, you know, it stunts their growth as an athlete. It stunts their growth socially, and also it stunts their growth towards progress towards their degree. So there's so many things about, you know, retention. But I'll say that probably the biggest reason, you know, why I think people were staying here is the people. We recruit and bring in, like, not only talented student athletes, but amazing young men. And how these guys build relationships with one another and push each other to be the best version of themselves, to me, that speaks volumes. Why those guys came back is for those relationships and to work their butt off. A great strength coach, great athletic trainer, great community. If you've been to a game at Goss, you know this place is electric. And, you know, it's just that all these things come into play. And we had our season kickoff the other day, the dinner, and there was a standing ovation. You know, the one standing ovation of the night was for all of our student athletes that chose to be here at Oregon State, put on that uniform, and go out and fight for this program and this community this season.
Tell me about the new hitting facility, because I have not seen this up close, but I've heard about it. How does that help you? How does that help the program?
Do you remember the name Bobby Carolus?
Oh, yeah.
Bobby D. Bobby D was in town today, and he wanted to check it out. And so,
love that.
I'll tell you this. Getting to see him again and walk through center field into the hitting facility, and I saw Bob's eyes light up and go, wow, this is incredible. And I was so happy to, like, you know, spend some time with him and share that space with him. But I'm watching the development of our guys, the access to the four tunnels, the access to the cardio equipment and the video, the hit tracks, the auto feeder. I mean, they can go in there right now. They got key cards. They can go in there anytime, day or night, turn on the auto feeder, and it'll shoot whatever they want at them. They got the eye pitch. They got a weight room, so these guys are getting after it in small groups with our strength coach. So the development has gone through the roof. The it's not just the hitting stuff. You can do a ton of defensive stuff in there as well. And then that's opened up space in McAlexander for us to put in our pitching lab that we've been dreaming on for the last several years as well. So I'm watching the pitchers get up off the force plate mound and getting all the edge video that they need, the TrackMan data, to continue to sharpen their skills as well and have their pitching community built in a space as well. So it's not just the development. It's also these guys are seeing the impact of what a very strong Beaver Nation does. You know, when everyone says, oh, things are hurting right there, you know, Research Stadium's going up and completed, and over here at Goss, we're continuing to push forward with our facilities, with our community, with our competitive nature. And so that facility right there, just watching the guys walk in it, just like Bobby D did, or Coach Casey walks in and sees it like, wow, this place is incredible, and how fortunate are we to have people in our athletic department and in our community of Beaver Nation to make that thing possible. It is incredible.
Dax Whitney. Everybody wants to talk about him. Big, tall guy, throws gas. What do you expect from that kid?
I can understand why everyone wants to talk about him, because he is something extremely special all through the fall. I mean, you saw it in high school, and everyone can see by watching film or come and see him in person, you know, which gives you a better look how extremely competitive he is and how polished he is. I mean, we're talking about in the fall, he was sitting 97, 98 miles an hour off the bump with his fastball, but he's also mixing in a couple different off-speed pitches and getting feel for the changeup. And it's not just that he can throw those things and the metrics look like what they do, but it's how competitive he is, especially as a freshman, to come in as physical as he is and to have the respect of other guys in the clubhouse, because everyone in there knows that he had a huge opportunity to go on to professional baseball right out of high school, and he chose to be here and turned down very large offers to be here. And see, that's just what we see on the baseball side. But if you get a chance to be around him and his infectious smile and get a chance to meet his family and how incredible they are as well, like, mom and dad, like, raised an incredible young man. And when it comes to taking care of the schoolwork or being selfless in the clubhouse or in the community, that guy's on top of the world. And so it's just, I know he's one of those guys, and I feel like I can go down the list of our roster, but he's definitely one of those guys that just by being around, he makes you motivated. He makes you better as a human being and as an athlete. So fun to watch him get after it day in and day out. And, you know, as many innings as like what his body's showing us he can throw, I know he's going to take leaps with how he's sequencing guys and everything, but we're going to see a lot of him this year. And it's just, you don't see freshmen built with that kind of endurance and attitude right out the gate, which is something that, you know, Trent Carraway had coming into this last year. Obviously he got injured, but his mentality coming into the fall and the competitive nature, those are really special talents.
When year to year, Oregon State has had great players that were highly drafted. I mean, there was an Adley Rutschman who needed to be replaced. Now there's a Travis Bazzano who needs to be replaced. What is that like with that group of guys that's kind of doing the work in the cage and doing the work at practice that we haven't seen yet that's going to blossom? What is that like for you as a coach to watch sort of the culture of the program replace the guys that go on to do great things and go on to to professional baseball?
Well, there's this standard, right? That everyone goes, well, when so-and-so leaves, then I'm going to take his spot. Well, why don't you work towards that now? I think it doesn't matter. As I'm sitting over here at the office and, you know, I have the depth chart up on the wall, it doesn't matter. When that one person leaves that's leading the charge on the depth chart, that person is still here. That standard of play and attitude remains. And so everyone knows I have zero issues showing off my depth chart to the players and letting them know exactly where they stand. I want them to know, so then there's no questions asked and they have the answers to the test, essentially. If this is where you sit and this is where you want to be, How are we going to get there? And if you're on top of the depth chart, what are you going to do? Because there is, you know, there are more catchers, more infielders, more outfielders, more pitchers all across the country and around the world that are trying to achieve at the highest level, and you are competing against all of them. But really, you're just competing against yourself to make the best version of yourself each and every day. And as I look at these guys and what, you know, we got Trent Caraway, who's leading the charge at third base, but he has another guy, Paul Vasquez, who is incredibly talented. And I remember TC just the other day looks over and goes, man, this guy's legit. He's gonna find a lot of ways to play right here. And how those two guys, when they're getting their work in over there, are challenging each other, and they're both really good on defense. They both have electric arms. They both got great bats. If anything, can I play two third basemen? You know, but it's the guys at each position that are challenging the guys next to them. Right now, you know, we got Arquette, Trotsky, Singer all over at shortstop, taking ground balls each and every day, competing against one another and with one another to make each other better, because what they want is the same goal, you know, above being, you know, the best and moving on and playing professionally. They want this program to be successful, and they care about the guy next to them. And that's why when a guy like Singer, he came in the fall, one of our young bucks dropped the ball, and the very next time there was an opportunity for it, he points over and goes, hey, I want him to get the ball. I want him to have the opportunity. And that young man made the play, and it really rallied up everyone around him, you know, to say, hey, we're lifting guys up. We're not calling them out. We're calling them up, as we call it. So, and it's one of those things you get excited about the young guys because of who's in front of them and how they motivate them. When Travis Bazzano was here, so many guys learned lessons from him. When Wade Meckler was here, guys learned from him as well. And those guys reached down and pulled those guys up. And the guys from the bottom are still trying to push and motivate those guys above them because they want their job too.
The strength of this team, Mitch, is this is a team that is going to play different than last year, this year. Do you have a sense yet of what kind of team you have, what style you will play on offense specifically?
Well, whatever it takes. The reality is,
I like that.
The lights haven't, you know, come on for the season to start, because that's when you really find out what's going on. When you're playing against, you know, each other and scrimmages and everything, you can try to make it as heated as you possibly can and speed it up on them, put them in difficult positions. Like when a guy comes in to throw an inning, I'm putting somebody on the base. That's where the meaningful pitches happen. That's where the catcher really has to go to work and become a little numb to that noise that comes with it. A lot of our guys, you know, the newbies to the program, haven't played in front of this kind of atmosphere at Goss. Or when we go down to Surprise, I love it. Every year, guys come out of the dugout, and everyone who's new to the program turns around and looks at Beaver Nation, all 4,000 people that have traveled down to Surprise to watch them play, and all the alums down there that are in pro ball that come watch the guys play. They turn around, you see their eyes right after the national anthem, and go, oh, wow. Here we go. And so we're going to prep for it all. Yeah, we're going to prep for it all. If it means, you know, bunting, running, hit and run, fake breaking, for sure it comes with energy. That's something that is a must every year that Jacob Kamatz and Aiden May provided for themselves and the guys next to him. When Aiden May came out of the game after Friday, he was right there cheering on whoever came in, and he was right there for Kamatz on Saturday, and they were right there for Segura on Sunday. So I know that is an absolute, is energy, and I know that the other absolute is making sure that when something doesn't go our way, that we pick each other up right away and move forward. We don't sit there and stare at our shoes and woe is me. That's not part of our makeup.
I love it. Mitch Canham is our guest. Oregon State baseball, they'll start in Surprise in February. You'll really get to see them early in March at Goss Stadium. All right, we're going to get you back on. Expecting big things. You got, you know, obviously guys coming back that we're all excited to see, Coach. And, of course, we'll watch the new kid, the freshman, see what he's got. But it's all ramping up. Congrats. Your juices are flowing. I can tell.
I'm fired up. I don't know if I'm going to go to sleep tonight. I just don't even want to leave the office right now.
Love it. Love it.
Thanks for having me on, man. Go Beavs.
You bet. All right. There's Mitch Canham. Oregon State baseball. I'm going to go further than, you know, oh, well, they held it together, because that'll be the early narrative. They held the roster together. They put a season together. They found teams that would play them. They've got 20 home games this season at Gus Stadium. It's going to be really difficult to get tickets. I love that he gave a nod to Bob DeCarolis, the former athletic director at Oregon State, who was so instrumental in building, you know, Reser Stadium and Builder Bob, and, you know, in the baseball stadium and the batting facility that's out there in center field, and the infrastructure of the men's and women's basketball programs with the double-decker basketball facility on campus at Oregon State. There's a lot there that Builder Bob did. Glad that he got a tour of it today. But Oregon State baseball, they'll play as an independent this year. When you look at their schedule, you know, they're getting games. They have this huge homestand in early March that if you really want to see them play, you need to go check them out at that point. But everybody excited about the 6'5" freshman who throws straight cheese. We'll see what kind of team they are this season. I suspect they've got enough back in the lineup to be a pretty formidable offensive team. I want you to leave it here. You got the BFT.